Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this Wednesday night, April 23rd, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am live as I guess I'm ever going to be, coming to you from Washington. That is D.C., the crime capital of the United States and the crime capital of the world. And I'm not talking about street crime, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our so-called leaders. Ideally, we are going to be joined by a guest tonight, and I'm going to wait and see if he does arrive. But in the meantime, I need to call your attention to the statements by Abraham Foxman, National Director of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, commenting on the arrest by the good folks in the FBI, and I emphasize the good folks in the FBI, who arrested Ben-Ami Kadish, a New Jersey-based operative for Israeli intelligence. He, of course, was caught passing U.S. nuclear secrets to, yes, Israel. Now, evidently, his criminal activity took place back as long as 23 years ago. But Abe Foxman is very upset about the fact that the FBI moved against this criminal. Foxman says, "This is very curious, bizarre, astonishing. If, in fact, this was an alleged criminal act which went against the security of the United States, why did they wait for 23 years? Why did they wait till the defendant came to the age of 84? It is so strange, astonishing. I don't understand if this is serious or not serious. If this is serious, why wait 23 years? If it's not serious, why do it after 23 years? Foxman did say that if the allegations are true, then this man should be in jail, and he should have been in jail. I kind of suspect that Mr. Foxman is a little worried because he and so many other key operatives for Israel who have been doing Israel's bidding for so long, they're beginning to think, you know, that they got away, that they were never indicted before, and that it could happen sometime in the future. We know, of course, that a whole raft of prominent supporters of Israel, people who held high positions in the U.S. government at one time or another, have been investigated by the FBI, and in the past, no indictments were brought. I will name them if you don't know those names. Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith. There's three big names. Stephen Bryan, another one. There's four of the key people who were involved in getting the United States involved in the war against Iraq, and people who are certainly campaigning today to get the United States in a war against Iran. These people were investigated in the past by the FBI, and no indictments were brought. So we have to hope, we have to pray that in fact the FBI is sitting on indictments, of sealed indictments perhaps, of these and other people who are undeniably traitors to America. And if they find that what I'm saying is libelous, I would encourage them to sue me, because they can certainly sue me for what I've said. So I'm inviting Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, Stephen Bryan, and Richard Perle to sue me. Be very, very interesting. Of course, I don't think it's ever going to happen. But, be that as it may, we can celebrate the fact that this alleged criminal, this apparent traitor, has been brought to justice, or at least there is an attempt to bring him to justice. All right, folks, we are going to the break here. I'm still waiting to find out if we're going to be joined by our intended guest tonight. But if not, we can certainly fill up the hour. That is you and I. Stay tuned.
Are Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I don't have any sign that my intended guest this evening, Professor Ray Goodwin, has arrived. I'm not sure that Ray actually ever even got the email I sent to him, but I'm sure we'll be in touch with him one way or another sooner or later, and we will get him back on this show. His appearance here talking about the Holocaust was very, very popular, and I'd like to get Ray back up here to talk about other things, specifically his experiences in academia in the world of quote-unquote education. I have no doubt that he educated a lot of people, and I also know for a fact that his attempts to educate people were not greeted very warmly by the academic establishment that he was dealing with. Well, in any case, we will definitely get him up here some other night. Maybe he's rushing home to get on the phone, and maybe he will show up. But in the meantime, there are other things to talk about. I do want to talk more about this gentleman, Mr. Kadish, Mr. Ben-Ami Kadish. He apparently has told the FBI that he borrowed classified documents. He borrowed classified documents, ladies and gentlemen. That was very nice of him to only borrow them. I guess he borrowed them long enough so that the Israelis could, I guess, make Xerox copies of them, photocopies, however. In any case, I'm here to remind you again, as I said last night, there are some people who are saying, oh, he's 84 years old, he's an old man, let's let bygones be bygones, let's forgive him. Well, you know, folks, I have great sympathy for old people. I'm getting older myself, and there's nothing I hate to see more than an old person getting in trouble like this because, you know, let's face it, at the very least, this guy faces life in prison if convicted of these crimes, and in any other society, he would be put to death. He would be sent to the gas chamber. Now, the reason why I emphasize this again, and I'm going to mention it every time I guarantee you that I talk about this case, I'm going to mention this. Over the last 20 years, we have seen elderly people from Europe living here in the United States picked up by the FBI and the Justice Department, seen them stripped of their citizenship, stripped of their residency in this country, and deported. One elderly gentleman, as you know, John Demjanjuk, was actually sent to Israel where he faced death at the hangman's noose. But thank God Congressman Jim Traffick had proved that he was innocent of the charges, and even the Israelis were forced to admit it and release him. But you see, the thing is, these hotshot American Zionist Jewish leaders like Abe Foxman and these other criminals in these groups, such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, had no qualms about sending people like John Demjanjuk to death at the hangman's noose during their advanced years. They had no qualms about Mr. Artukovic out in California, who I do believe was a Croatian. They had no qualms about taking this ailing elderly man and deporting him on a stretcher. So, folks, I'm here to tell you that if Mr. Ben-Ami Kadish is convicted of the crime of which he has been charged, if a jury of his peers finds him guilty of this crime, then, folks, let's go tit for tat. Let's go sauce for the goose and sauce for the gander. Let's publicly demand that Ben-Ami Kadish is taken out and hung, that he is shot as a traitor, that he is sent to the gas chamber, that he is strapped to a gurney and has poison placed in his veins under the judicial demands of the United States. I've never been big on the death penalty, folks, but as I say, in this case, I have to make an exception, and I want Abe Foxman to say publicly, yes, Michael Collins Piper is calling for this Jewish American to be judicially executed for being a traitor and a spy for Israel. There are a lot of traitors in this country today, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you what, a lot of the POW families in this country, families of the POWs and the men, and I guess probably some women too, don't want to be sexist here, the men and women, prisoners of war and missing in action, a lot of those folks say that, yes, America's hero, presumptive Republican presidential nominee John McCain, is a traitor, number one. And number two, they also say that he did everything in his power, his considerable power, serving in the United States Congress, to suppress investigations into what happened to American POWs and MIAs. Now, American Free Press is going to be making a book available very shortly entitled Perfidy. This book was written by Sergeant John Holland and Father Patrick Basio. Sergeant Holland is a remarkable man who served in the Marines, the Navy, I think the Air Force, and certainly in the Army. Served his entire life in the military, in service to this country, has a number of kids in the service to this day, and he has been a longtime activist in the POW-MIA movement. And along with Father Pat Basio, an interesting guy in and of itself, they put together this remarkable book which outlines, among many, many other things, the activities of John McCain vis-a-vis the POWs and the MIAs and their families and survivors. And I'll tell you what, folks, even if John McCain didn't play footsies with his communist captors, even if John McCain did nothing in that regard, I personally consider John McCain a traitor to the United States for having done what he did do, which he's documented to have done in this book and has been documented elsewhere. He is a traitor. He is a traitor for what he did to the POWs and the MIAs. He's also a traitor for the fact that he's helped to cover up Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And, of course, his own father, Admiral John McCain, did likewise in that regard, in reference to the USS Liberty. So John McCain is a traitor, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, 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 I said it. I said it. I hope a lot of Republican lovers of John McCain and Democratic lovers of John McCain, too, and there are quite a few of them, I hope they heard me say that very clearly, and I want people to feel very, very free to quote me on that. John McCain is a traitor. In any case, interesting point here. We do have some callers lining up, I'm pleased to say here, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to get around to you here. But I'm pleased to, I want to quote you something very interesting. You know, the Washington Post recently had an interesting article about John McCain's anger. John McCain's a pretty nasty guy. Pretty nasty guy. In fact, the stories about him and his treatment of even his esteemed fellow senators are legend. And the Washington Post did a remarkable survey of it here the other day. And now this guy, Michael Gerson, who is a professional writer on religion, he's a former Bush speechwriter, and now, if I'm not mistaken, he's associated with, you guessed it, the Council on Foreign Relations. He's written a very interesting little piece about McCain's anger management. And listen to what he wrote. I thought this was very interesting and very telling in more ways than one. He says, these days, Senator Joe Lieberman, one of the most decent and temperate men in Washington, apparently is playing the role of McCain's fire marshal. Well, you know, this whole deal that Joe Lieberman is one of the most decent and temperate men in Washington. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we know better than that. We also know, let me put it this way, I've been saying for months, as you know, actually I've been saying it for years, that Joe Lieberman was going to be the Republican vice presidential nominee whoever was nominated for president in 2008. Well, yes, he's been running around with John McCain. And isn't it interesting that Michael Gerson says that Lieberman is playing the role of McCain's fire marshal? I think it goes a little deeper than that. That's a little rhetorical twist on the part of Michael Gerson. What I think he is that he's McCain's handler. He is McCain's handler, and that's why he is so close to McCain. He's telling McCain what to do. And, you know, McCain knows why he's to do it. I do think Lieberman, I could be proven wrong here, and there's going to be a lot of people out there say, ha, 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 Piper was proven wrong. But I still think Lieberman's going to be McCain's running mate. If he isn't McCain's running mate, I guarantee you, folks, he's attached to him just like flypaper. And even if he doesn't end up as vice president in a McCain administration, he's going to be running the McCain administration. I can see the guy even ending up as McCain's chief of staff. Well, like I say, that's all speculation. But I thought that description of Lieberman as playing the what did he describe him as? I don't even remember now. The fire marshal for McCain. I think it's much more than that. What a gang of thieves they are, ladies and gentlemen. What a gang of thieves they are. Okay, well, we are going to a break here, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, I think we're just going to go right to the phones. Got a number of calls coming in from Canada tonight. So we're going to see what our friends in Canada, we presume they are friends in Canada, have to say about things various and sundry. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to the break. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you at republicbroadcasting.org. You know, folks, last year or so I used to have a sponsor on this program, and it's Headache Stay Gone, their website. I will mention it again because it's a good product, headachestaygone.com. I gave a friend of mine a bottle of Headache Stay Gone, and, you know, he told me he was having pretty regular headaches. He told me that that was, quote-unquote, the only thing that he had ever found that worked for his headaches. So I'm here to tell you, we do have good sponsors here on this network that you should support. And you've heard commercials on this network for Cardivite. I'm going to give you their toll-free number in a minute, and I'm going to give you their website right now. It's heartdrop.com, like in the drop of your speedy heartbeat, so to speak, heartdrop.com. Now, Cardivite is a product that is one that will keep you in good health, but if you're having health problems, and that's one reason why people often turn to alternative products, you know, if you're getting tired and worn down, Cardivite is something to try. It supports cardiovascular, your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells, plus it's all natural. None of these phony products cooked up by the big drug companies. So check out Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. 877-928-8822. Okay, well, I'm going to go right to the calls right now. Our first caller is from Canada, and it's Carl. Carl, come on up.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Carl?
Just listening in. I'm still up here. I'm an American, for your callers who don't know who I am. I was imprisoned in the U.S. after criticizing George Bush, and I was arrested by the Secret Service, and I came up here after serving about 5 years in prison on trumped-up charges, and I claimed a political asylum, so I've been detained here for like 11 months. And, you know, I totally agree with you. You know, I'm listening in, and I have this about this McCain, you know, and Lieberman. I agree with you, so.
Yeah, this is the problem, Carl. You know, it's a very difficult thing in America today to criticize our leaders because, you know, we're told that, you know, people who criticize the president, people who criticize, you know, presidential candidates, any members of public office, they say that we're traitors. They say that we're anti-American. They say that we support terrorism. You know, they say all of these things. But, you know, I tell you what, I have never committed an act of terrorism. I have never done anything that I consider anti-American. And I want to always keep reminding people that we do have a First Amendment in this country.
Doesn't seem like they can stand criticism. If I draw a cartoon of Bush standing before God and having to answer for his crimes, or Bush standing before a firing squad, it's a reason for the Secret Service to arrest me and throw me into prison and call me crazy. And I come here to Canada and claim asylum. Instead of this government protecting me, they're basically going along with the U.S. and treating me as I'm crazy.
Well, you know, so Carl, that's the problem. I mean, they have broadened, you know, in the wake of 9/11, even the most minimal things, you know, have been turned into, you know, if they don't think you're an actual terrorist per se, they kind of blanket you as a potential terrorist or as a potential threat. And we have seen this happen time and time again here in the United States, particularly during the Bush administration. So you know, it's not a fine line between freedom of speech and crossing over toward violence and terrorism, because they have basically erased the line. And you know, it's something that I can guarantee you that a lot of people are concerned about. But you know, most people don't understand it until they actually experience it. We've seen time and time again people getting arrested at President Bush's rallies for having said or done something that the Secret Service considers a threat, you know. So, but I tell you, I think you probably made a mistake seeking asylum in Canada, because Canada, in some respects, is even more a police state-minded state than the United States. So
I figured, I learned that I made a mistake. Now I've contacted the government of Hugo Chavez, and also I've contacted the Iranian embassy in Canada, and I'm offering to expose the hypocrisy of the justice system and the Zionist controlled puppets in Washington if they give me asylum. I have told them that I would go on TV and publicly expose this regime for its hypocrisy, you know, and I'm waiting to hear. I've spoken to somebody from the ambassador's office of Iran, and also people working on my case have contacted Hugo Chavez's office, and they seem more interested in helping me than the government here in Canada. So
well,
people,
you know,
may not agree with me. So
you know, all I can say, Carl, is our prayers are with you, and good luck to you, and keep us posted on what's happening.
Yeah. You can search my name on the internet, Carl Moleskowitz.
Spell that last name.
It's M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, K as in Kappa or Kilo, I as in India, E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, I as in India, C as in Charlie, Z as in Zebra. It's a Polish name.
Moleskowitz. Okay.
And just search that name, and there's a few interviews that I've done on some of the different, on Genesis Radio, as well as on this network, and the Kevin Barrett Show. And you can search my name, and you'll see some of the stuff on there about my case and how to contact me and my lawyer, and the information's there if people want to look.
All right, yeah, Carl, I thought I recognized your name when you said that. Well, listen, good luck to you, Carl. Appreciate your call. We'll try to get you on as a guest one evening.
Because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Very interesting call we had from Canada from Carl, an American citizen who sought exile there and found out the government of Canada isn't treating him much better than the government of the United States. I have actually heard him interviewed, I believe, on Kevin Barrett's program, and we're going to get him on the show one night and tell his story in full. You know, I was commenting that there are so many negative things, not tonight, but I've mentioned this the other night, and many times, there are many times that there we talk about so many negative things here on the show. It's because there are so many negative things happening in our country and in the world. But I want to tell you something positive. Okay, if you have children or grandchildren, or if you're an animal lover, or if you just like good, wholesome entertainment, I saw a movie the other night on DVD. It's been out for about a year or so. It's called The Water Horse. Just like it sounds, The Water Horse. It's a fantasy about a lonely little boy living in Scotland during World War II who finds this egg that turns out to be a sea serpent that ends up turning into the Loch Ness Monster. Well, I want to tell you something. It's a lovely film, ladies and gentlemen, and that's an understatement. It's very heartwarming. It's very entertaining. And, you know, I struggled to find some hidden political message in it. In fact, you know, oddly enough, the semi-villain was a British bulldog named Churchill. And the British Army in the film kind of looked foolish. Now, if you ever see a movie in which a British Army fighting against the Nazis looked foolish, you're never going to see that. But in this movie, actually did. And I'm putting a political twist on the film that really wasn't there, but it's just a very entertaining film. And if you have kids, get the video. I couldn't find any garbage in it. There were no subtle sexual messages. It was just nice entertainment. Now, if you watch the film and find something, some hidden message in there, let me know, but I'm telling you, it's a nice film. Anyway, let's go to our next caller, and we're going to Massachusetts with Leo. Leo calling from Massachusetts.
Hi. I have this really semi-serious thing to throw out. Now, we're having all these problems with Israel, and I finally come to the solution. No more money until they agree to become the 51st state. Now, on the surface, that may seem funny, but just think about it. We could tax them. We could, when somebody is a traitor, they can't run and hide there. I mean, think about it.
You know, Leo, I want to tell you something. I have actually alluded to that solution to the problem, kind of not exactly facetiously, but you know, Dr. Mahathir Mohamad of Malaysia once said that, you know, if the United States really wanted to solve the problems, they'd set up a new Zionist state down in Texas and let all the Jewish occupiers of Palestine move to Texas. And, you know, that could be a nice kind of middle ground solution to what you're offering and what I'm suggesting.
I mean, just think, if we made it the 51st state, we could have the federal government tax them. I mean, wouldn't that be great?
Well, and you know, the other thing about it is, too, that there are already so many American billionaires and millionaires who contribute tons of money to tax-exempt organizations that transfer that money to Israel. You know, it would eliminate all of these, you know, it would just eliminate so much of the problems. Whether we made Israel the 51st state or whether we set up a Zionist state here in American soil. My only problem with making Israel as it exists now the 51st state is that it would be on stolen property and it would not solve the problems of the Middle East as they exist now, because Israel, if part of the United States as the 51st state, then the United States would literally be occupying stolen property.
What's the real difference between 60 years ago and 300 years ago?
I guess that's a way to look at it.
I mean, you know, we're living on stolen property, and they're doing the same thing. It's just that In the 20th century, it's harder to do it and get away with it.
Yeah, I guess the only problem, or I shouldn't say the only problem, the biggest problem I see, though, is that that would mean that any attack on Israel as the 51st state existing where it is today would be an attack on the United States, and therefore George Bush and whoever succeeds him as president would have the opportunity to continue to perpetuate wars in the Middle East.
Well, but the thing is this, that they wouldn't be able to have their racial exclusion because it's not part of the, the federal situation, so that the Palestinians there would be accepted also.
Well, now there's an idea. I'll tell you what, Leo. We're going to give you a silver medallion for at least trying to find a solution. How's that sound?
Well, but I mean, it may sound preposterous, but when you think about the other ramifications, it actually makes sense.
Oh!
It's a good way to, an excuse to say no more money. You become a state or there's no more money. We'll turn off the faucet.
Well, that's, you know, let's put it this way. It would be a big change in things, but I just have this feeling that they'd find some way around it. But anyway, like I say, Leo, you get the silver star for good thought anyway.
All right.
I got to move on here. I want to try to squeeze in all of our callers. So we're going to leave Leo in Massachusetts, and we're going to move back right up to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Yeah, good evening, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I'm at work, but I'm able to give you a quick call.
Incidentally, I was telling Mark Glenn about your idea today about the Piper Cub.
Okay.
No, I actually wasn't telling Mark Glenn. I was telling my colleagues at American Free Press. They kind of got a big kick out of that. But anyway, go ahead, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, last night on TV, I saw they showed that film footage of like a couple of months ago when President Bush was outdoors at one of the wings of the White House. I don't know which one, but when he was endorsed John McCain, and John McCain was late, and President Bush did that little dance at the White House there.
No, I didn't see that actually, but I obviously heard about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because, you know, they've showed it quite a bit, but it showed President Bush dancing and everything. But, you know, I was shocked, Michael, when I took a real close look, I could see strings, and I realized he wasn't dancing at all. It was a puppet show. Yeah, his puppet masters were pulling the strings. If you look real close, you can see the strings.
You're giving me bad ideas for a possible cartoon for American Free Press. I like that image.
Okay.
But that's actually, you know, I'll tell you something, though. I prefer to think of these guys as kind of little finger puppets. Totally, totally controlled, you know, all in one hand, you know, all kind of dancing around and looking at each other and wrapping themselves together like a human hand does. And finger puppets don't even have the dexterity or the ability to make motions like your standard puppet on a string does. And I think that's more accurate to describe this gang we have running for president right now. They're all little finger puppets, you know, with these funny little faces, you know, and little loose arms that just kind of hang there, you know?
So, in other words, if we view them as full-fledged puppets, we're giving them too much credit?
And more or less, yeah. Yeah, more or less. I like to think of them as just plain old finger puppets, yeah, all on one hand.
Okay.
But your thought is well taken, needless to say. And then, again, maybe you have better. I don't have very good vision, so maybe you actually have X-ray vision, and you saw something there that most people couldn't see, but in any case, the analogy is 100% correct.
Okay. Yeah, so that's about it, Michael. I'll let you get on to some other
callers.
All right.
You take care of yourself.
I was kind of in a silly mood.
Good to hear from you again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going back to Canada. This is Massachusetts and Canada night. We've got Frank in Canada. Frank, come on up.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Frank?
I'm doing well. If Leo's idea was the silver star thought, I have a gold star one. How about we cut off the aid and forget the Mazda state? Forget it. We don't make a mistake and just tell them and just keep our money or keep your money. Well, it's probably ours too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, that's okay. And second of all, Mike, I was
choking in the middle of my comment. I was about to say absolutely. Right. You're right about that because, you know, if we did cut the money off, it would be the ultimate move because the state of Israel really is a parasite. And
okay.
It's sucking the blood of all of the people, not only in the United States and Canada, but the people of Germany, everybody who has been funding this parasite state since 1948.
Well, that's true, Mike. Though I think you might be insulting the parasites themselves, because I think parasites, unlike Israel, do have a use or two.
You know, there's only I'll tell you something though. I see another another potential problem. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. Thank God the show's going to be over pretty soon.
Yeah.
The other potential problem, if we were to cut off aid to Israel, is that would drive the Israelis crazy.
Samsonite.
And I have a feeling that they would probably take it out on the Palestinians.
You're probably right, Mike. Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to the archives. It's one thing I love to do. I love to download the archives and just listen to them for hours on end. Probably the best RBN show around. But I have to say, last week I was listening to it, and did I hear my ears right? Did Ted Hornet, of all people, call you up?
Yes, indeed he did. He's the guy, he seems to have been the person that you had been in touch with at one point, and then he called in this program, and he's a rather peculiar gentleman, to say the least. One of our other callers called in and said he thought Ted was drunk. I don't know if Ted was drunk, but...
Well, I think Ted suffers from a chronically low IQ. The forum we both frequent is full of a bunch of Zionist lunatics. However, I do apologize for unleashing this maniac on your show.
Well, no, listen, Frank. Yeah. Actually, you don't owe us any apologies. And I don't mean us in a royal sense. You don't owe us any apologies, because it's good it's good for people to hear that mindset expressed out loud.
You're right. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that people can actually hear. You know, we read a lot of these things that people say and do. But to hear someone who is so illogical and yet so convinced of his rightness, it's actually very, very revealing, and in a strange sense, it's very invigorating.
Well, do you remember? Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. No, it's very invigorating to hear someone and realize that your own thought process is so superior to someone like this.
Well, do you remember about a month ago I called up your show and I issued an open debate challenge to any Zionist, and you agreed to host it?
Yeah, I haven't heard from anybody.
Well, neither have I. My email box has been empty except for two supporters. So I have an invitation. Obviously, your show is being listened to, so I'm calling Ted Horan it out. I'd like to debate this guy, and we can talk about Iraq, national security, whatever. That was funny. I laughed at that one. Or Zionism, Israel. I'd love to actually debate this guy on air. You know, let's get off the Internet and let's do it on
this
air.
This would be fun, and if Ted Hornet is listening, I'd like him to send you an email. So give your email address out, Frank.
Sure. IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com.
Say that again.
IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com.
IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com. And that invitation isn't extended only to this Ted Horan.
Sure.
It's extended to
anybody
who wants to come on this program, and I'll give you the full hour. I'll just introduce you guys, and anybody who has something to say, he's welcome to join us here in this program and tell us how great Israel is and what a great ally Israel is and how it's great for them to spy on us and kill U.S. sailors on the USS Liberty and kill President Kennedy and everything else they've done.
Now, you should be careful talking about the Liberty, Mike, because according to the Zionists, that was an accidental two-hour attack, you know.
Oh, yeah, the attack on the Liberty was just a terrible accident that they didn't need to do. And, you know, that American flag wasn't really there, even though the sailors aboard the Liberty said it was there flying in the wind. And even though the Israelis were flying over the ship for hours beforehand, you know, and on and on and on, you know.
Well,
and yet people still will come to the defense of Israel on this. It's amazing to me.
It never ceases to amaze me when people bring up the Al Qasir excuse that they mistook it for a 40-year-old Egyptian horse trawler that at the time was ready to do a Titanic impression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that ship that the Israelis supposedly confused the Liberty with was, what, about half the size of the Liberty? It didn't have any of the Liberty. The Liberty had all these antennae on it, and, you know, on and on and on. The differences were so blatant. But, of course, we know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with liars, and we know that we have traitors here in the United States like John McCain who trip over themselves to try to defend what happened. So, you know, it's quite pathetic when it comes right down to it. Frank, we're going to a break, but before we do, I want you to give out your email a couple more times. Because
yes,
I don't want anybody to miss it in case they want to come on this program and debate you.
Yep, and this is for anyone. Ted Hornet, Alan Dershowitz, Abe Foxman, or the rabbi down the street. I don't care. It's IsraelWatchRP@yahoo.com. Any Zionist out there wants to debate, and I've dealt with some of you in the RBN chat room, so I know you're here. I know you're listening. So
that's
show
right.
Up. Show up. Put your money where your mouth is, because Mike is willing to take you on. I'm willing to take you on. I want to debate you. So come on, you know, get off the chat room, get off the forums, and come to RBN, and let's have it, and let's see if you can handle the truth.
Isn't it interesting, Frank? Isn't it interesting how they can send out nasty emails and they sit there they sit there in the chat rooms and send out all this garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they can't come on the program live.
Oh, exactly, Mike. Like, I was dealing with a large group of them yesterday on the RBN chat room, and, you know, you could almost sense the Talmud coming out of them with the kind of language they were using, the references to excrement and all of this stuff, and, ugh.
Absolutely. If I've experienced it once, it's been a million times.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, we are going to the break. Thank you for your call, and as I say, ladies and gentlemen, you got an invitation out there. You got Frank's email address. Drop him a note. Tell him you want to come on this program and debate some of these topics with him. We'll give you the hour. All right, we're going to squeeze one more caller in when we come back. Another caller from Canada, my friend Byron. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and the special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. Our next caller is a fellow I've been talking to on the phone for years, long before I ever got this radio program, and I was delighted when he called in for the first time about a year ago. This is Byron from Canada. Byron, come on up.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Dawn.
I'll be really, really quick. Hey, you remember on when Obama's minister came out with some of those supposedly derogatory remarks? And one of them was, and I remember seeing it on Fox News, where they said that, he said, well, the chickens are coming home to roost. And I remember, I think it was O'Reilly or Sean Hannity goes, oh, he's blaming the United States for 9/11. And actually, I seen the full text of that on YouTube tonight. And what it was, he was actually quoting what Ambassador Peck, I think is his name, had said about chickens coming home to roost from our foreign policy in the Middle East. So it wasn't even something that he said. He was quoting Ambassador Peck.
That's very, very interesting. In fact, you know, unless I'm wrong, Ambassador Peck actually happens to be a Jewish-American critic of Israel. He was a former ambassador to an American ambassador who happens to be Jewish, and he's a very big critic of Israel. Now, I did not know that, but well, that's very, very interesting to find that out.
It's on the on Mark Rivero's website. I forget what the name of it is, but yeah, it's on there. Hey, the other thing is, can you explain to me, because I'm kind of a little dumb, when Obama said something about the people in Pennsylvania that they're bitter and that they something about the religion and they keep to their guns, what did he mean by that? Can you tell me?
Well, you know, I tell you, you can take a couple interpretations of that. The generous interpretation on Obama's behalf is that he was trying to say that people are rightly upset about all of the U.S. economic policies that have wreaked havoc in Pennsylvania, and that he just worded it badly. The alternative approach, when you consider it in context, is that he said it out there in very liberal, very cosmopolitan San Francisco. And if you look at it in that context, it sounds to me like he was taking exactly what Hillary Clinton said, an elitist approach, and kind of making fun of the people of Pennsylvania, saying that they cling to guns and religion and so forth. But I'm here to tell you, the people of Pennsylvania, I grew up there, the people of Pennsylvania have always valued their firearms, valued their Second Amendment, and that was long before the steel mills failed. That was long before the textile mills failed and saw their jobs exported overseas. So you know, it's kind of up in the air, but you know, it's kind of funny. Hillary Clinton won the rural vote in Pennsylvania because all these poor rural Democrats, nice people that they are, think that Hillary Clinton is going to stop Barack Obama from taking their guns. And Hillary Clinton has been one of the biggest supporters of gun control we've ever seen in the United States Senate. So you know, it all comes back to what I said earlier, Byron. We just have a couple finger puppets all on one hand doing a funny little dance for the benefit of the American people in front of this controlled media that's telling them who to vote for and why to vote for them and who to ignore and who to never hear about. So you know, this what Obama said is really, it's in the bigger picture, it's probably irrelevant because they're all part and parcel of the same crew that have been screwing Americans in one form or another since 1913, when they set up the Federal Reserve System.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Byron, always good to hear from you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up. Stay tuned for more good programming right here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. You're listening because you can handle the truth, much as it sometimes hurts. Check out that movie, The Water Horse, folks. Good movie. Nice movie. If you don't like it, tell me why.